Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And on Raven's top five, where do you think is the best place to take a nap? My favorite naps are Friday afternoons when I get home from work.
I am so tired today, but Monday afternoons when I'm on the couch with my dog, the best. Nobody's in the house, no witnesses.
1-800-330-9999. Best places to take a nap. Lewis, number five.
That would be the car.
Oh, I love a good car nap.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we park our cars in the same shady spot that we find in a deserted parking lot.
And go to sleep.
And we take those naps.
Yes.
Yeah, I love the car nap. How long do you go for? How much time do you get?
I mean, I just fit it in where I can get it in because naps got to happen at this point.
Where am I going to nap in my car now? I would go to school pickup 20 to 30 minutes early and I would sit in that car line and I would take a nap. But now I'm not going to do school pickup anymore. Boy, I'm going to have to sleep on a couch or something.
Find a random parking lot. Don't tell your kids that you're actually out.
It's true.
Then you can nap.
Caitlin, number four, best place to have a nap.
Oh, in your office with the door locked.
You know, if I had like an executive style office or a good amount of space, then that would be one thing. I tried to nap. Remember when we had an office before we gave it up?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to nap in that office. I couldn't do it.
Oh, I could do it. No problem.
I couldn't do it.
And you could tell me at any point to close my eyes, and I would just close my eyes and immediately go to sleep. And I've done it in the studio. We've done it in the studio many times.
I mean, I could do that, right. But in the office, I don't know. It was weird. I felt weird out there.
Oh, I liked it in there.
What's your sleeping arrangement? What do you have for furniture?
I do have a poof, a small poof that I keep. So there's like the way that the office is situated. There's like a little like broom type closet. My office is like in a weird part of the building, so I have a little tiny poof, so like I take it out, and then I have an arrangement where I'll take naps where I have like my feet up against the wall, because you're supposed to do that like 10 minutes a day. It's good for your circulation.
I just had to Google what a poof was.
I was gonna say, is it like a beanbag like type thing?
Yeah, a beanbag.
Elm sells them. They look very lovely. I don't know if I would want to take a nap in one though.
If it was all yours,
you know,
I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Stuck with me since childhood, so.
Alana, number three.
Best place for a nap is on the couch right after Thanksgiving dinner.
Good one.
That is a good spot.
Yeah.
That is a good spot.
And you have to wear your stretchy pants or else it won't be a good nap.
Sometimes when you pass out right after Thanksgiving, too, it's the release of the stress, right? Like the work is done. You fed everybody. It's over.
Yep. Top five places to take a nap. Number two, Frank.
Oh, napping on airplanes. Airplane nap. I've fallen asleep on the tarmac before the thing's taken off.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Out cold, 4 hours later, you wake up on your landing.
That's the best
nap ever.
That is nice.
There's a lot of people that can't sleep on planes. I am not one of those people.
Imagine if you could take a 20-minute nap while waiting for your dinner to come out, right? Like, is there anything better than walking away from your table, coming back, and your food's ready and it just got there? I would imagine it's the same thing. You got on the plane and before it even took off, you were sleeping. Sir, that's like a magic trick.
Yep. Oh, I've done it before.
You should teach people how to do that.
Yeah,
that's
it's called exhaustion.
I mean, I'm always tired, but I'm at least till we're in the air, I stay awake.
No.
That's nice.
Jennifer, number one place to take a nap.
Definitely the beach.
Absolutely the beach.
Oh, I love the beach nap. The beach nap can go on for hours. If the people that you're with have activities, they may just forget that you're there. You wake up so refreshed. It's beautiful.
I haven't had a beach nap in 14 years.
Mm.
Guess how old my daughter is?
Yep, that's easy math.
14.
Yeah. You know, if I lived on the beach, I might not ever leave because I'd just be sleeping.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.